I'm Gene Randall. Our lead story continues to be one of death and suffering being spelled out every day by the coronavirus and its cruel and growing impact on the world. Global case numbers are nearing 2.2 million. Deaths have risen to more than 146,000. The figures once again come from Johns Hopkins University. The United States is being hammered by COVID-19, 671,000 infections and over 33,000 fatalities. Both numbers the highest in the world by far. Yesterday's number of lives lost here in the U.S., almost 4,600, was a one-day record. China says the city of Wuhan, the first epicenter of the pandemic, sustained at least 50% more lives than previously thought. Nearly 1,300 victims have been added to the official list, pushing Wuhan's death toll to just under 4,000, more than two-thirds of China's reported overall fatality number. Beijing state media blamed the miscount on an overwhelmed healthcare system forced to deal with thousands of sick patients in Wuhan's Hubei province. China's reworking of the figures strengthens the argument that the true pandemic death toll worldwide may be much higher than current numbers indicate. Officials in Spain admit its official 19,000 deaths may be the tip of the iceberg, that many of the country's autonomous regions need to adopt uniform methods for how victims are counted. Fears of undercounts are also being raised in Italy and Britain. There is a relaxation of coronavirus restrictions underway in parts of Europe where daily death tolls are declining. Included is Italy. Its 22,000 deaths are second only to the U.S. in the number of lives lost to COVID-19. Some of Italy's non-essential businesses are being allowed to reopen, and people are back on the streets. Brazil has a new health minister. President Jair Bolsonaro fired Luiz Henrique Mandetta over their disagreements on how to deal with the coronavirus. Mandetta is a popular figure in the country, pushed for broad isolation measures adopted by many Brazilian governors, while Bolsonaro has said he's more worried about the economy than COVID-19. This is VOA News. Here in the United States, President Donald Trump has unveiled a plan for reopening the American economy, calling on state governors to use what is called a phased and deliberate approach to restoring normal activities. This would be done initially in areas that have strong testing and which see a two-week decrease in daily COVID-19 cases. During his news briefing yesterday, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We're starting our life again," forecasting a rejuvenation of the economy. But he called it a gradual process, conceding that governors will have the responsibility for how quickly they will act on his guidelines. Days earlier, the president had claimed total authority over how this is done. Quoting Mr. Trump now to the governors, "You're going to call your own shots." New York State will extend its stay-at-home restrictions at least through May 15th. Governor Andrew Cuomo says transmission rates still need to be tamed. Overall numbers in New York are staggering. 223,000 cases and nearly 15,000 deaths, most of them in New York City. That caseload represents a third of America's overall virus toll. The United States is reporting the worst unemployment number since the Great Depression. 5.2 million Americans filed for jobless benefits last week, adding up to a four-week total of 22 million, the worst stretch of U.S. job losses on record. China says today its gross domestic product fell by almost 7% in the quarter that ended in March, its worst showing since before Beijing's market-style economic reforms began in 1979. Despite China's numbers, there was a surge in prices on Asian markets today. The Nikkei index was up 3%. Markets are also benefiting from a report from Gilead Sciences that its antiviral drug remdesivir has shown promise in treating COVID-19 patients in Chicago. There are deep worries about the plight of poorer nations and their ability to restart their struggling economies. The International Monetary Fund says it's ready to use its trillion-dollar lending capacity for needy nations. And the world's richest countries have agreed to temporarily freeze the debt obligations of poverty-stricken nations, mainly in Africa. The coronavirus has appeared in 52 of Africa's 54 nations, and there are fears that lockdowns will severely affect food supplies. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the pandemic is putting the world's children in jeopardy, and is urging families everywhere and leaders at all levels to, quote, protect our children. The UN chief says the lives of children are being totally upended, and he said reduced household income is expected to force poor families to cut back on spending for such basics as food. Once again, our top story this hour is one of death and suffering, spelled out by the coronavirus and its growing impact on the world. Global case numbers are approaching 2.2 million. Deaths have risen to more than 146,000. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.